It is 6 o'clock. We'll call the Public Works Committee meeting of Tuesday, November 17, 2020 to order. Because we're Zoom, everything will be a roll call vote. Can I just announce who's here or do we have to roll call in? Okay. Myself.
Yeah, you can announce it.
Okay. Myself and Eric are in the room. Trullis, Alderman Trullis and Alderman Funkhauser on Zoom, and various staff is also on Zoom. There are no citizen comments. Citizens, correct? I don't see any on Zoom.
There's nobody else logged in.
Okay. Minutes for correction of approval. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes? Do we have to roll call it?
Motion to approve from Trullis.
All right. Roll call vote. Myself, aye. Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trullis?
Aye.
All right. Move on to PW 2020-64 Grand Reserve Unit 1 Performance Guarantee Release.
All right. Grand Reserve Unit 1. This was accepted slightly over a year ago. And since that time, we performed a reinspection. There was a handful of items that were remaining. The developer has completed those items. So we are now recommending a full release of the remaining bond. I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody may have.
Alderman Funkhauser, any questions?
No questions on that.
Alderman Trullis?
I'm good with it.
All right, roll call vote. Myself, aye. Alderman Funkhauser?
Aye.
Alderman Trullis?
Aye.
All right, we'll move on to PW 2020-65, Apple Tree Court Water Main Replacement Engineering Agreement. Does anybody want to talk about this?
Yes, sorry. We do have a 212 number that's logged in. But the Apple Tree Court Water Main Engineering Agreement is in the packet. It is slightly less than the City Council approval threshold, $25,000, but there is a low sum direct expense on top of it that could push it beyond $25,000, which is why we were asking for City Council approval. The Apple Tree Court Water Main is a project that we have had on the unfunded projects list for many years, up until this past year when we did budget for it. It's an old, undersized water main that's been breaking more than what's considered industry acceptable. And so as part of the fiscal year 21 budget proposal, we do have funds for the project in the budget. So this design engineering will kick it off so that it can be designed and bid out in spring and hopefully constructed here yet this year. The contract is with EEI. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Alderman Funkhauser?
No questions.
No questions? Okay. Alderman Trullis?
No questions.
All right. Roll call vote. Myself, aye. Alderman Funkhauser?
Aye.
Alderman Trullis?
Aye.
All right. Last but not least, PW 2020-66, Blackberry Shore Lane Parking Restrictions.
Okay. We've got a nice map in the packet of the zoomed-in area of the proposed restriction from Alderman Funkhauser, as well as the zoomed-out map of Blackberry Shore Lane, so you can see the overall area and a secondary area for discussion of a parking restriction. I'm going to try to share this map, that way everybody can see it. Let's see here. Can everybody see the map?
Yep.
Yes.
Great. This is the zoomed-in map. The no parking restriction that is currently in place and approved by City Council in 2014 goes from this area over here at the corner of Blackberry Shore Lane in Northland to about here, which is where 901, I believe, Blackberry Shore Lane is. And then the additional area here is the place that we are discussing additional parking restriction. So we've got the new townhomes right there across the street from these newly built single family homes. And then the zoomed out area over here, we've got Blackberry Shore Lane homes that have been previously built, and a lot of these are filling in too. And And the discussion is whether a parking restriction is needed further this way. So this park adjacent restriction was done because of baseball patrons parking here and then either running across the street or balls getting hit or cars getting hit by foul balls. And so we had pushed the parking to the other side of the street, which also clears, I believe, fire hydrant access to that area. So that's the proposal. Alderman Funkhauser, I know, is on the call, and he can make further comments if you'd like.
So this was something that when Abby Holmes started coming through for their petition that they subsequently withdrew, this was something that was brought up as a discussion point, how to manage the parking in this area, and it was talked about for the potential to continue the parking restriction. I did reach out to the large group of residents that live over there about this restriction. Everyone I reached out to was in favor of it, and when I talked to them, the proposal that was before us is the extension all the way to High Ridge, but then potential in the future all the way to the cul-de-sac. Well, after talking with them, none of them are opposed to extending it to the cul-de-sac now as a means to mitigate any issues of just pushing the problem down the road. So I'm okay with it if we look at pushing it all the way to the end of the cul-de-sac, since the residents don't have any reservations on that. So that's where we are.
Would you like us to do any mailings prior to implementation?
We can. I know that's been our general practice, correct?
Usually. There's been a few instances where it's only been a couple homes. Mm-hmm. And there's been active discussion where we haven't done that, but typically when we're dealing with a larger area, we usually do the mailings.
Yeah, and I know most of these residents are rather well engaged. If we did a mailing, would it be just to the residents of Black Bear Shore?
Let's see here. It can be to anybody the group directs. It'd be my recommendation, just off the top of my head, to be... just the residents on Black Bear Shore. None of the other homes on, there's no homes at Front High Ridge along that short one block area, and the other homes that are adjacent on Western Lane, this shouldn't impact them.
If we did that, knowing it's the 19th of November, would it be feasible to have this on the mid-December council meeting?
Calendar here. We probably want to have City Council endorse it at the November 24th meeting, so we can send out the letters the next day, give everybody a week or so, and we only have the one meeting in December. So
right.
December 8th. So I think so.
Okay. I mean, there's no real push on this one for speed, but because I know this week they're finishing up their paving for Abbey Homes, so their construction traffic should be moving for the most part off of the public street onto their drive. So any issues we're having right now hopefully will kind of remedy themselves in the next week or two. So I'm just looking more for what happens once we get into snow events and we're fighting with construction and snow issues.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Alderman Trollis?
I'm fine. I would just as soon push it all the way to the end rather than holding off and having to face it later on. So I'm good with going all the way with it.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay.
Thank you.
Any no old business? Any additional business? Hearing none, we can adjourn.
Good meeting.
Thanks.
Thanks. Great job.
Good night.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks. I'll lock up everything, Bart.
Thank you. See ya.